Kiddushin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Nun Ches. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed on the base, three lines before the Mishnah with the words Machron VeKiddush B'Demeyim Mukudeshes. So the Mishnah taught that despite these items themselves not being able to be used for Kiddushin, but Machron VeKiddush B'Demeyim Mukudeshes, if he sold these items and used the money to be Mukadesh, then she is Mukudeshes. Reb Chagai B'Shem Reb Zeira B'She'ein D'Meyhen. Reb Chagai, quoting Reb Zeira, said this ruling applies when payment for the item does not become osa as well. And Reb Chanina Zoysemer She'ein Mekadeshin B'Gezela. Reb Chanina says we learn from here that one cannot be Mekadesh with a stolen item. We now come to the next Mishnah. Hamekadesh B'Trumus Reb Maisrus Reb Madnas Kahuna Reb D'mei Chatas Ve'ifer Chatas Harezu Mekudeshes Afapi Yisrael. If a person will be Mekadesh with Trumus, with Maisrus, with gifts for the Kehanim, with the water of the Parah Adumah or the ashes of the Parah Adumah, then she is Mekudeshes, even if the husband is the Yisrael, as we're going to see. The Gemara says, Reb Yosi ben Chanina Amar, Adam Nosim Ma'asoysav B'Torus Hanoya. Reb Yosi ben Chanina tells us a person may give his Maisus, means his Truma, to a Koyen and receive something in return for choosing that particular Koyen, and this is called Torus Hanoya. Reb Yochan Amar, Ein Adam Nosim Ma'asoysav B'Torus Hanoya. A person may not receive something in return for giving Truma. Ma'atayma Reb Yosi ben Chanina. What is the reasoning of Yosi ben Chanina? What's his source? We quote the Pasuk in Bamidbar in Perek Hey in Pasuk Yud, V'ish es kadoshev lo yiyu. A man's holy items shall be his, meaning that he can receive something in return for giving away his holy items, meaning Trumas and Maisus. Ask the Gemara, Ma'avad l'Rav Yochanan, Yitnem l'kom yishu yit. So how does Rav Yochanan understand this Pasuk? He says, it teaches us that he may give them to whoever he wishes. Masnisa ha'pliga al Yosef ben Chanina. We have a question against Yosef ben Chanina from a Mishnah. Koinem koihanem levim nenin li yitlo al kolcho. If a person made a neder, he vowed that koihanem levim may not gain benefit from his property, they can still take trumas and maisus against his will, and this implies that Torah Sanah does not have monetary value, otherwise how could they benefit from his money? Answers the Gemara, Patala ba'ayme I efshi litain matana kol eka. The case is when he said, I do not wish to give tithes at all, so there's no Torah Sanah whatsoever. And the Gemara brings the proof, Teile lecha shehu ken, the Taninan, let's prove it from this Mishnah, Koihanim elu, levim elu, nenenli, yitlu achirim. If he said, these Koihanim or these levim may not benefit from me, then others may take it. Masnisa pliga Rabbi Yochanan. We now have a question against Rabbi Yochanan from Abaisa. Ha'eime heilech selazu b'tein b'chor zeh leben biti koyen. If a person says, take this seller coin and give this b'chor to my grandson, means he's my daughter's son, give it to him, he's a koyen. This implies it's permitted to give one's maisus for Torah Sanah. And the Gemara answers, patala b'roitze litnoi l'shnei koyhanim uven biti echa mehen. V'hu oimiloi heilech selazeh b'tein kuloi leben biti koyen. The case is when he wished to split them before two Koyhanim, and one is his grandson. And the Yisrael grandfather said to him, no, take the seller and give it all to my grandson, the Koyen. Born Koyne Rabbi Zeira, they asked the question before Rabbi Zeira, Ba'ada Koyne li Yisrael Osa Mad Rabbi Yosi Alma. According to Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, which we said earlier, why is it Osa for him to receive Torah Sanah for something, meaning something in return for giving his Trumah to a particular Koyen? La'givon Rabbi Zeira did not answer the question. Rabbi Chizkiah B'Shem Rabbi Acha, Achein Amalein Aldaite Reb Yosi ben Chanina Koyen Liyisol Lamu Asa Lamu Pnei Maras Ayin. Reb Chizkiah, quoting Reb Acha, said Reb Zeira actually told them that according to Reb Yosi ben Chanina, why should it be Asa for Yisol to receive a gift for giving the Koyen his produce? It's certainly because of the problem of Maras Ayin. It looks bad as if the Koyen is helping in the threshing floor in order to receive truma from anyone, everyone over there. And even Reb Yochanan agrees that there's a problem of Maras Ayin in this case. Va'oid min hador, and we have another support from this brisa of Tani, Hakihanim alavim amasayim begranois. If you have Kohanim levim who are helping on the threshing floor, ein noisin lahem loy truma v'loy masa, you're not allowed to give them truma or masa over there. V'im nosan harei zechil, if a person gave these gifts to them, he has desecrated them, because the pasuk says in Vayikra, in Perek Chof Beis, pasuk Tezvav, v'loy chalu es kotzi b'nei Yisrael, v'heim mechalu noisam. The Pasuk says, and they shall not desecrate those holy things of the children of Israel, and these people are desecrating them, because they're using them as payment for help in the threshing floor. Yoifim mekein amru trumoithon einun truma, masoithon ein amasus, vegdation ein a hegdish, valeim amar kosov, vasher bashechet yishpatu vikarnea bemechir yoru vegoime. They even said about these people that the separation of truma does not create truma, the separation of maisa does not create maisa, and their consecration, the hegdish, does not create hegdish. About them, the pasuk says in Micha, in Perek Gimel, in pasuk Yud Aleph, her leaders judge for bribes, and her kohanim instruct for a charge, etc. And Hashem brings to them three punishments. Hadai dechsiv, as the pasuk says there in Micha, in Perek Gimel, pasuk Yud Beis, lachem biglalchem tzion sadeh techoresh v'shalayim iim tiyeh v'habayis levamos yaa. Tzion will be plowed over like a field, Yerushalayim will be heaps of rubble, and the Temple Mount will become like stone heaps in the forest. Masnisa pliga Rabbi Yochanan. Our Mishnah is in fact a question against Rabbi Yochanan, because our Mishnah said, "Hamakadosh b'trumos of ma'isus of matonos of mechatas harizim kudeshes afapi yisrael." If a person is makadosh a woman with trumos or ma'isus or gifts to the kehanim or the waters of the parah aduma or the ashes of the parah aduma, then she is mekudeshes even if the husband is a yisrael. And the Gemara answers, "Patala b'trumos shenafala mishal avi imoy koyen." The answer is the Mishnah is referring to a yisrael who inherited the truma from his maternal grandfather who was a koyen. Hadnalach Perek Aish Mekadesh.